From intricate goblets to towering church windows, glass has been used to blend beauty with function since ancient times. But it's only in the last 50 years or so that the medium was used to create art solely for the sake of art. As Stephanie Colombini reports, the state's Gulf Coast is becoming a hub for glass collections, with some in the business dubbing it the Glass Coast.
It's about 90 degrees on a recent afternoon in downtown St. Petersburg. Step inside the steel cage that houses the Morian Art Center's Hot Shop and Glass Studio, and it's positively sweltering. Giant fans are cranked on high. Heat waves are coming from furnaces that burn at over 2,000 degrees. Artists Matthew Piepenbrock and Jeremiah Jacobs are dripping with sweat as they perform a demonstration in front of a handful of visitors.
Nobody woke up and said, I want to be a glassblower in Florida, right? Because, man, it gets pretty hot.
And yet, here they are. While Florida may not have the climate for glass blowing, it's become an ideal market for glass enthusiasts. Jacob says he's had as many as 80 people in one session crowd around to watch him and his colleagues transform layers of molten glass into colorful works of art.
You hear that glass blazing hard? That means it's cold.
From Tarpon Springs all the way down to Naples, Florida's Gulf Coast is packed with glass art. Sarasota has more than 200 collectors in two zip codes. The city is also home to the Bash Collection at Ringling College of Art and Design and the new Kotler Koval Glass Pavilion at the Ringling Museum. Here in St. Pete, you can find glass along Central Avenue downtown and even more in the neighboring Warehouse Arts District at places like Zen Glass Studio and the Duncan McClellan Gallery. McClellan gets a lot of credit from locals for helping put Tampa Bay on the map as a glass destination. He learned to blow glass in Tampa's Ybor City back in the 80s and eventually moved across the bay to convert an abandoned tomato packing plant into a gallery in 2010, where he still works.
Hey, go ahead and give me a puff.
Jeremiah Jacobs, a former clay artist, once lived next door to McClellan, who helped train him in glass for an unusual exchange.
I had the opportunity to start weeding the garden over at Duncan's. For every 4 hours that I'd weed the garden, I'd get 1 hour in the hot shop.
Jacobs may credit McClellan for getting him started in glass, but in a way, he has another artist to thank for his current job, Seattle-based Dale Chihuly. That's because the Morian Hot Shop wouldn't be here without him. The Morian Art Center decided to bring a permanent Chihuly collection to St. Pete in 2010. Now situated in its new building across the street from the Hot Shop, the Chihuly collection boasts icicle-like chandeliers, colorful orbs that appear to be floating on water, and a garden of glass flowers and reeds. Executive Director Andy Slough says it was Chihuly who suggested they provide live demonstrations to accompany his art.
When you're walking around the collection, you're seeing all of this work and wondering, how does he do this? How is it made? And by having the Hot Shop there, a part of the ticketed entry, people get a fuller picture.
The latest arrival to the region's glass scene is the Imagine Museum, which opened blocks from the Chihuly collection in January. The museum was founded by a philanthropist and a local glass artist. It features over 500 works by 55 artists in the American Studio Glass Movement, which began in 1962 in Toledo, Ohio. Sometimes as you walk past matted sculptures that appear to be made of stone and globes filled with miniature flowers that almost look real, it's hard to remember that it's glass. Deputy Director Jane Buckman says the museum shows people glass art isn't just vases and bowls.
There are many artists from around the world that are working in this medium and making beautiful expression with that glass.
That looks better.
Back at the Morian Hot Shop, glassblower Matthew Piepenbrock says the medium's like a drug to those passionate about it.
Glass is about as addictive as heroin, and it's expensive.
He says glasswork can sometimes sell for tens, even hundreds of thousands of dollars, which wealthy Tampa Bay and Sarasota residents are willing to pay to get their fix.
The average Joe down the road can't just be like, I'm a big glass collector.
Or even a glass artist, as Chihuly Collection Director Andy Slough points out.
It can be very pricey. When you take into account that you're working with furnaces, plus the crucible for the clear glass, plus all the color that you're using, plus the annealers and the electricity, you're getting a lot of dollars.
Whereas with a medium like painting, where anyone can pick up a brush and take a stab at creativity, glass definitely has more of a don't try this at home feel. Jeremiah Jacobs says that's part of what makes the material so appealing.
And just the way it's dripping off the end of the rod and it's glowing, making its own light, that's really the star of the show over here.
Thank you.
Jacob says most people who watch his demonstrations are less concerned about the final product and more about watching the color and shape of that molten glass come alive. That's why Andy Slough tells visitors at the Chihuly Collection, you don't see glass, you experience it. For Florida Matters, I'm Stephanie Colombini.